Well, here's the day you've been waiting for, our goal-setting workshop, day 12. Let's go for it. But before we do, let me just give you a couple of quick instructions. Number one, in this program, you're going to be doing the exercises while the tape is going. The reason why is traditionally, I did tapes in the past where I had people do a goal-setting workshop and I gave them instructions, and at the end of the tape, they were supposed to do it. Our research showed that many people did not follow through. So this is a real-time tape. It's designed to prompt you to really follow through. So here are a few key elements. One, you can't do this in your car and be effective. So if you're in your car right now, what I suggest you do is wait till later on when you're at home. Two, put the phone on hold or take it off the hook. Then one of the biggest challenges that happens for people is they get interrupted in the middle of their goal-setting workshop. You don't want that to happen. Let people know you can't be disturbed. You're just going to focus all of your power on creating a compelling future that will really drive you to use all of your ability and skill to make your life the way you really want it to be. So that's what this is about. And three, leave the tape running. I've designed this program so that whatever period of time we've given you for an exercise, I'll be with you or we'll have some music going. When the music is complete, it's time for the next exercise and I'll come on and give you that information. But again, please, write for the entire time you hear the music. Don't get lazy. Keep your pen moving. This is designed to be a workshop or a fun shop, if you will, but you gotta get yourself to do it. And along the way, I'll be saying a few things to you just to trigger your mind a little bit. But as soon as the music is done and I come back on, we'll move on to the next exercise. Again, though, I want to reinforce, please keep your pen moving the entire time the music's on. Make sure you take full advantage of the time you hear. Don't let yourself get lazy. Push yourself. By the way, a lot of times I have people tell me things like, well, Tony, you know, you're successful in your life because, you know, after all, you're so motivated. I'm just lazy. I tell people, you're not lazy, you just have infinite goals. What we want to do here is get some goals that'll drive you, some goals that got some power behind them. And the way to do that is, number one, remember what we talked about yesterday. Realize that right now you're about to create a real future that can make a major difference for you. That right now you're not just writing words down on a page. That even though you don't know how this is going to happen yet, that if you get something that you really want and you make it strong enough and you find strong enough reasons, you will find a way. I've done goal-setting workshops like this and seminars for years, and what's amazing is the kinds of results that people generate. I remember where a woman stood up and said, I want to set a major set of financial goals, and that's part of what we're going to do in this workshop. She said, I want to make $100,000, and I want it in the next 7 weeks. The challenge I had when she said this was, hey, wait a second. I mean, 7 weeks is too short a period of time. This woman has never made over $30,000 in a year in personal income. How in the heck is she going to make $100,000, especially when she has no plan? Now, while on the one hand, I'm not supportive of just setting goals arbitrarily like that, on the other hand, who am I to say what you're really capable of or not capable of? I think it's true that sometimes people set up goals that aren't realistic, meaning they really have no clue how it can be pulled off. But I also know that there's tremendous power if you get committed enough. And so, as I started to tell this woman, well, maybe you ought to relook at your goal, she was so strong about it that I decided to just let her keep it. Who am I to stand in her way? And a good thing I didn't. 6.5 weeks later, she won the lottery and made exactly $100,000. Now, what's really interesting about this story is 6 months later, she came back to a seminar. And we talked about in the seminar what she had done. She set another goal that within 6 months this time, it wasn't quite as urgent, she'd make $150,000. Well, she made $200,000, again, through a lottery. Now, I'm not suggesting set a bunch of lottery goals here by any stretch, and I'm not big on it. I don't buy lottery tickets. But I just want you to realize there may be a level of understanding about how to manifest goals that's beyond what you or I consciously understand. And this woman certainly was pretty good at it. She's not the only person. I shared her story one time, and a couple from Detroit listened to the story and got really inspired, and they just said, hey, as long as she can get this, why doesn't she ask for bigger numbers? We're going to do this thing, and we're going to make $1,000,000. And God, I kind of grit my teeth, and I said, look, that's not what I told the story for. But they got so into it, and they followed all the instructions. They set their goals, they got strong enough whys, they created the pressure, and they did something else that I teach. And that is to make your goals so real. Once you know what your goals are, to make them so real in your mind that it feels as if you already have them. When you get to that level where your brain actually believes it's already happened, something clicks. And oftentimes, within a short period of time, that goal becomes realized. I mean, in physical situations, things start to happen. I know this sounds metaphysical, but all I can tell you is it's worked in my life and it's worked for other people. This couple went back and started telling people they'd won this lottery. And I kind of, quite honestly, got a little bit upset. They said, look, you said, make it real. It's so real for us now. I mean, we have a hard time distinguishing. And sure enough, they did not win the lottery two times in a row. But the third time they won, and they won over $1 million. Their story's pretty legendary in our alumni group in the Detroit area, and in fact, across the country. So I want you to know that people around them said they were nuts, but they understood the power of being able to create something first in our mind. Everything around you in your life right now started out at one time as a thought. I mean, think about it. What are some things that you have in your life right now? Some relationships, some people, some skills, some beliefs, maybe a job that once was nothing but a goal. You're in that same moment now of creation. So let's go for it. And again, I'm just here to prompt you. You're going to be doing mostly writing. And what I want you to do is ideally use your journal so you've got a place to write these things down. We're going to work on three areas of goal setting. Personal development goals, which basically means your emotional goals, your mental goals, your social goals, your goals about spirituality, your goals about giving, your physical body, all of that focus. And we're going to spend a great deal of time on who you're becoming, who you're committed to becoming. That's a major set of goals, because those are the goals that are going to determine your lifelong happiness or lack thereof. Two, we're going to work on thing goals. We're going to have some fun, and we'll get a chance to be materialistic, even if you're afraid of that stuff, where you can write down some of the things you want to have in your life, some things you want to do in your life. And then thirdly, we're going to work on economic goals, because economics is something that plays a major role in people's states. A lot of people say, well, money doesn't really matter. Yet I notice those are the same people that are stressed out of their mind and treating people around them harshly because they feel the stress of not having enough. So we're going to make sure you get clear on what do you want economically. So let's start with the personal development goals. So here's how I want you to approach this, if you would. One, right now, put yourself in a state of mind of absolute total faith and absolute expectation that you can create anything you want. In fact, I'll tell you the best state to get in. I'd like you to imagine, if you would, that you're a little kid again. See, if you're a little kid and pretend it's Christmas Eve. Because I can tell you something about little kids and Christmas. If they're going to go talk to Santa, they have no problem coming up with a list. Now, if you go to an adult and you say, what are your goals? Adults go, well, I don't know. Do you think we could do this? Kids, no way. Kids say, I'll tell you what I want. I want a swimming pool. In fact, I want two swimming pools. One for you, one for me. Yeah, yeah. And other kids go, yeah, yeah, we're going to get two swimming pools. Adults go, what are you talking about? You'd be lucky to get a tub in the backyard. You don't want to come from that frame. You want to come from absolute expectation without limits. You can get practical later. Right now, just get it out of you. I also want you to write as fast as you can move that pen. In other words, I don't want you ever to stop, if at all possible. Just keep writing things down. You can abbreviate them if you want, but for the entire time you're writing, write rapidly.